Rural life in a one-room school district was simpler than today. Doors were seldom locked. There's a one-room school in St. Joseph County which has been preserved for students and others to experience that time in American education. Nancy Camden went to learn more about the Nottawa Stone School.
In 1966, a unique one-room schoolhouse, beautifully crafted of stone in 1870, was scheduled for demolition. Two men who had attended other one-room schoolhouses got together to save it as a living museum. It's the Nottawa Stone School.
The one-room schools were all over the Midwest, part of the old Northwest Ordinance. The 16th section of every township, the money had to be used for schools, and often the school was located right on the 16th section because that was the center of the township. My name is Warren Lawrence, and I worked at the Intermediate School District in Kalamazoo, and I was interested in the restoration and preservation of a school. We formed the team of many people who worked on the restoration of this building. I was involved in the designing of the materials that teachers use when they come here to recreate their day in a one-room school.
I'm Dick Kripe, curator of the museum here. The Nottawa Community School District officially owns it, but for 40-some years, our corporation is responsible for the whole thing. We take care of the maintenance, we take care of the yard, repairs, that our funding comes from the St. Joe County Intermediate School District. In Springfield, Ohio, the principal that I thought was at least 40 feet tall came out, and she would stand there, and she'd... And we were expected to freeze wherever we were. And if we were on a swing, you better stop. And we waited until she... Then we lined up.
We're sitting on the recitation bench. The next class to be taught came up and sat here and learned or recited. She was constantly shuffling these children all day.
My mother graduated from high school in 1911 down here in LaGrange County, Indiana, and she went 6 weeks in the summer to what they called a normal school, and in the fall she was a one-room school teacher. In the day of these one-room schools, the majority of the students did not go beyond eighth grade, and a high school education was a real privilege, and it was rare. I think there were 122 or so one-room schools in this county. When we got this building, there was nothing in it antique. It had been totally retrofitted, so it didn't resemble a one-room school as it would have been when it was built. But the wainscot in here, all the window sash, the glass is original. It would have had two privies out back, a boys and a girls, and would have had seating much like you see here.
One of the complications of teaching in these schools is the acoustics. I didn't realize it. I just thought we hired mean teachers. They were always honest about it. Quit wiggling. And then when Dick and I restored this school, everything squeaks.
All these desks have seats that go up and down, and when kids would get up, the seats would bang up, and when they sat down, they'd bang down. And the reason the ceilings were so high in many of these buildings was strictly for ventilation. Basically, the theory was if there's more fresh air, there's less disease and so on.
A lot of these schools weren't insulated, and I remember you sitting there doing schoolwork with your coat on and your glove on, you know, waiting for the building to warm up. It's here for other generations. What they do with it, Dick and I have often talked about, that'll be their business.
At 80 years old, I know that the good Lord doesn't intend me to stay forever, and both of us are in a bit of a quandary as what's going to happen next. So we'll see.
For WMUK, I'm Nancy Camden.